Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another BBS program. I don't know how many archives we have. Maybe somebody might maybe check into that. Anyway,
I know we have more than 10, so we have quite a few.
Anyway, here we go. So let's bad joke. So anyway, here we go. It's August 13th, 2014, and today's our Wednesday program. And let's clear away some densities, stuff, maybe some Klingons or something that's attached to you. Maybe somebody gave you a weird-looking smile or something. They didn't like you, and now you feel like, as you think about the day, that pops up. So why would that come up if somebody, looked at you funny? Well, it's because maybe you're connecting to their energy, and you know that they did something to you. So if you just think of the day and nothing really keys you, that's great. But, you know, if you do have something that pops up, maybe your body's telling you something, that they may have did a psychic whammy on you. Remember, it's all mind energy, so that's what happened. So here we go. Going to release that from you. So just think of whatever it could be. And it could be during the week, too, here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize the light beam. And here we go. Bring it up on your monitor screen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And for those of you out there, as soon as I heard that Robin Williams passed on, I got a spirit, and he's out of here. So in case somebody is curious or wondering, the spirit is no longer here. He's in quarantine. So we'll turn it over to our co-host here. And Anne, are you out there somewhere?
I am. Hello, Ron, and good evening, everyone. I'm looking forward to our show tonight, and thank you for that wonderful, uplifting news, Ron, because I have to say that I thought poor Robin Williams must have been under a lot of attack and living probably the life of the mind due to his depression, and I thought, wow, I hope he's not lost, and you gave us that wonderful news that he is not lost, and we all thank you for that very much.
Yeah, I think moon energy's probably got him, you know? So, the Looney Tunes, and stuff like that, people having extra stuff going on. And, he probably, got hit by that energy of the mind control patterns extra hard, which, caused his situation. So you can blame it on the external forces taking him out. So that's about what I can tell you. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Well, that's not good news that he's gone, of course, but thank you so much, Ron. And before we get going, a longtime listener has a request, Ron, that we do a clearing for a body part. Could we do that before we get the show going?
Yeah, okay. So what do you have, a bad spark plug or something? Or?
Well, everyone can pick one thing, right? Maybe put their hand on a place in their body that they'd like energy sent into.
Okay, here you got a tail light out or something, or a bad radiator cap. So here we go. Just think of your situation there, whatever it might be. Maybe you got an owie. So here we go. Going to release the energy from that. So I'm going to first take out entities, okay? So entities will get out first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next, what we'll do is work on the actual pain that you could have. So releasing the pain energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, what we're going to do is work with maybe a timeline that you could have. So here we go. timeline crashing on your situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And let's see. I was thinking of something, but we'll just maybe get it later if it comes up again. So we'll turn it on to you. So,
right. Thank you, Ron. I got distracted for a second because my internet went off and I had to put it on again. But did you clear entities from the area?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, you did that. Great. Thank you. And I know you've expressed before how important it is to get the entities out if you have any kind of issue, right? That's the first thing. Command the entities, leave.
Yep, get them out. And maybe your body may not even know that you have entities in it, but you actually command them out. And that your spirit helps too. So they give everybody a little heads up there what happens.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so we had a plan. We have a plan, which is to discuss healings that could help people who want to be in a relationship, because we have received, and Ron also has received, many people requesting help with that area. But I thought maybe we could get through a few emails, Ron, and questions and things that are in the inbox first, and then maybe do that at the half hour. Would that be okay?
Sure, okay, no problem.
Okay, so we'll just go through, because there's some emails that have been in our inbox here for a while, and I thought if they hadn't been answered, or even if they have before, they're good ones, and we'll go through and answer them. When we do the curses and spells clearing, what happens to the curses and spells when they're cleared? Do they go back to the sender?
No, not at all. That would be giving somebody a reprimand or something. No, that they're... nothing like that happens. The energy, it's disintegrated. Much like when you do like the emotional healing or other healings, the energy goes. The light ship just takes it away and it's gone. And then what's left is peace. So if you have a practitioner that's working on one of those energy pools put into the space up in, say, the cloud somewhere, then you probably have you could have a million people praying to that energy, if not more. Maybe even a lot of people. So you have to realize that each time somebody prays to something, then giving that energy a charge. Okay. Now, what if there was somebody out there, one of the aliens, who saw all these humans praying to something, and they all think they're going to one direction, whatever they believe they're praying to. What if there's somebody there, maybe like directing all these energies, and it goes to something else? Well, what basically happens is, if that's the case, once that energy pool is located, then it's destroyed. But people can still fill it up again. It's like having a bucket of water. It gets dumped out, we'll say, a pail of water, and if people don't pray, connect to it, give it energy, what they used to do before, then it won't get filled up again. And that's the way it works. So nothing happens to the practitioner, except they will get peace energy because they're now connected to darkness. And if the darkness goes away, and naturally the quarter to, because you're using it. Remember, whatever you use, you're quarter to. So if that's the case, then they may start feeling better, not knowing why. Or maybe they go, uh-oh, I'm feeling too good here. I better connect to my cloud again up there, you know? So that's the way it works. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. Actually, I thought I heard a beep. Did you hear that, Ron?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do we have a caller on the air?
Yeah. In the past, it was a long time ago, maybe a year ago, you brought up the you let us experience what I guess humans will not be majority on the new Earth. It would be another race. I think kind of humanoid, but they wouldn't have a mouth. They would have eyes, I think, and they'd be telepathetic. Anyways, is the Earth Spirit of the Light Ship willing to bring in the energies? Because I know after a while the show archives don't work, so I don't... It'd be nice to experience it again to see what it's like. Not for the humans on the Earth, but for the majority humanoid race, I guess I could say, on the new eighth year, if Earth is still planning to make them.
Okay, yeah. Well, what will happen is, the first thing is that the Earth that you have right now will not be here, because the Earth spirit is not going to rematerialize this energy. It's like been here, done that, and that's why the older Earth spirit that was here, we'll just say hypothetically prior to 1.4 million years ago, that's the one now that came here. The other Earth spirit is gone. And it's doing the ascension process, preparing for that. I shouldn't say it's doing it. It's in quarantine, and we're looking for its parts and pieces again. And so the dark side stole that. The older spirit here somehow hasn't been connected that much to it, because maybe people weren't here, and they did not connect to the energy. So I'll keep going here, changing it slightly. Let's just say that you pick a rock up right now, and you light the rock, and you're putting energy into the rock. And this is also true of, we'll say, crystals and things. Well, all of a sudden, you're hooking up your emotional energy and your mind energy. So when you send something energy, you're sending them the emotional content of whatever or wherever you are in your own personal stability. So if you're emotionally frazzed and you pick up a rock or a crystal or anything, it's going to have that energy into it. Now, if you use your mind to imprint on it, all of a sudden you have darkness there. Well, if you have a rock and you pick it up and you're upset, maybe you're throwing the rock at something because you're really angry, okay? So now it's imprinted with anger. Now it goes to the earth. Well, that's not going to be affected by the earth spirit. Maybe not a whole lot, but it's still going to be affected. So that's why the earth spirit that used to be here left. And so as what will happen is the earth spirit that is here now, which is still the same energy of the earth as far as the elements, and maybe the one that left here, either one of those could create another planet, and we could just call that maybe Earth 1 and Earth 2. They look completely different to this year. Remember, because they're at free choice to create the reality of what they want to create. So they were initially created to be, say, planetary energies. And so that's what they're going to do, is recreate another planet. Now, the advantage of the ascension process is for your body. Your spirit can go anywhere, but this is mainly for your body, to have your body do the ascension and to go to the location to where the earth spirit is recreating a new energy, because it knows you. It knows your body signature. And so it can help you sustain life on a different earth planet. And I'm just using the word earth, because that's kind of how I can talk about this here. So we have now two choices. We have Earth 1 and Earth 2, providing the Earth spirit that just left here decides to create another planet. You may not want to do anything in this next ascension time, but you do, hypothetically, if they both create something, you do have two chances to go to two different locations, and they need to be experiencing whatever's there. Now, what I saw before the Earth spirit left here, and I can take everybody there if you'd like. This might be a treat. And it's probably still going to do this energy. I'm assuming that. I could be wrong. But here we go. So we'll let you experience the blueprint that is probably still in process, that will be used or created by the earth spirit that left here, and that earth was a male spirit. One that's here now is female. So here we go. This is the male earth spirit energy. So if ascension time happened 10 minutes ago, this is what you'd be feeling if you went to that planet. And there may not be very many humans there like you, but there may be other life forms, so it'd be neat because you're going to be there if you choose to, and you have another place to go to. So here we go. One, bringing the energy in. Two, three, four, five, six,
7, 8, 9, and 10. So you can just sit with that for a little bit here. You might want to close your eyes. And for me, it just feels very peaceful. Very, very peaceful. When I initially saw this, I saw like glass houses, see-through houses. You could create instantly with, your heart energy, whatever you wanted. If you had one room and you wanted to make it into 10, instantly it would form to your wishes. And that's kind of what I initially saw. And it was very, very beautiful, very peaceful, the way source energy is. So I guess I'll just turn it back over. Did I answer your question fully?
No, kind of. What is the population, the current moment, what is the population size of humans on the current 3D Earth that will go to 8D Earth?
I don't know. It's not very many.
Are we talking more than 1,000 or less than 1,000?
That's a good question. I would say maybe a little more than 1,000. So,
are we talking
a million? Well, it wouldn't be a million, no way. I would say it'd be under 10,000, but probably closer to 1,000, okay? Because people are not doing their clearings. They're not doing an emotional clearing, you see, to get out of here. They're not doing their spirit clearing. So that's, they're still tied into timelines controlled by the aliens. So that's the whole system. You have to go back in time and see what Jesus did here, and that was to release people from their judgment so they could ascend. That's basically it. I talk about this all the time. And the people this time around should know that completely. They just changed the words a little bit. But they're thinking that Jesus is going to do everything for them, which isn't the case. You got to step forward to have the energies released out of you. So that's one of the pitfalls that's being perpetrated. So just do your spirit
barcode.
You can be out of here. You may not be able to take your body, but at least your spirit won't be stuck. Hey, go ahead.
Where are the future soldiers going to go? Because if there's millions or maybe billions of soldiers working to fight the aliens, where do they go at Ascension? I'm assuming since they're working with the light chip, they're already integrated in light. So where do they go?
That is correct. So the soldiers will probably do the Ascension.
So where do they go?
Most of the soldiers are people that have that are dead now because everything went back into time. So that's very good. So, yeah, there could be
people
that are living. And more than likely, they would be able to do the Ascension because they have light in them along with what they're doing now to be able to do what they're doing. They have to be cleared out to a certain extent to do what they're doing. So, yeah, that's good. Very, very good. But I don't think there's...
But do they go to 8?
Well, I use the term 8D just to pick a number. It depends where the Earth spirit, say 1 and 2, chooses to go into. Okay? So for our consciousness...
They go to the same planet we go to?
What's that again?
Are they going to go to the same planet we're going to go to, or are they going to go to a separate planet?
Remember, you're still with free choice. You're free choice if you even choose to do this. Okay? So... That's kind of the process. You may not even want to come back to, the energy of the Earth spirit here because there's millions of places to go. And so, the odds of you wanting to do that or, doing that itself might be, maybe not possible. I don't know exactly what's going to happen at Ascension, but you will not remember your past. But somehow you have that connection maybe during that time to choose instantly if you wish to go to where, the new Earth spirit's going to be. But after that, you probably will not have that choice to come. I think it's maybe just one particular blink of an eye
if you choose to do that. Because you have to have the darkness taken
away
from you.
We're actually going to be conscious during the ascension. Like, as the ascension is occurring during that second or whatever time frame it is, we're actually going to be conscious. Are we going to actually feel our bodies disappear or dematerialize, or are we going to not?
No, you won't feel anything.
We have to be conscious and know where we're.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be very, very quick. And you're not going to really know, what's happening, because the light works so quick, you won't really have that consciousness. I'm sure that is probably the Earth spirit connecting with you to see what you choose to do at that point.
Can the Earth spirit in any way hit an early ascension just for this planet, or is it not possible?
No, all ascension happens at the same time. So everything in the universe of light is turned off completely. And so it's not like one planet ascends and another one or whatever. So everything happens instantly in the land of light. Everything is gone. And then everything does the ascension process, which means kind of like musical chairs. And the beings that need to be cleaned out, like the 1-0, will go into quarantine. And then from there, when the light decides to turn itself back on again, and I don't know how long that's going to be, because you won't know because you're out of time, but when that happens, then all of a sudden you're a free choice to choose where you wish to go to. And then you can get information from the light ship on all the different planets that's available and what type of life forms are there. And then you choose your life form that the spirit of that planet has already created. So we'll just say that one of the planets only has ducks on it. And so you say, okay, well, I want to be a duck this time around, so I'll get a blueprint of a duck, materialize it, go into it, and I'm a duck. So that's the way it works. But you couldn't be an elephant if that Earth spirit has not created an elephant. Okay? You have free choice as far as what life forms are going to be in that location.
So how do you feel giving a scan of the audience, because I'm sure many people might be curious, how does it feel? Maybe the Earth spirit knows, because the Earth spirit will be the one connecting with us possibly and performing the ascension for us. In regards to the current audience and those people who've done clearings for you, how many of us will physically, okay, I'm not talking about the spirit, because I'm not, I mean, physically ascend off this planet to what you call 8th Earth?
Well, it all depends how much they've worked with on their body and how much of the body can be rematerialized again. And remember, your body can be worked on in quarantine. So, you know, if your body is what it is now and you go to quarantine and the darkness starts to be taken away from it, then that's a possibility. Maybe you might even miss the go-around of this next whole life after ascension until your body's cleaned out, you know. I don't know how that's going to work that way. But I do know that's why
that's
you need to be...
That's very difficult to...
The ascension.
But it's very difficult to accomplish on this planet. I mean, the light ship and the Earth spirit, they're fully aware of what's actually going on behind the scenes. So how is that possible?
Yeah, I couldn't answer that. I only have so much information.
I would assume personally, like if you look at it, the Earth spirit or the bud.
Yeah, but you can't get too mental with it.
I would assume personally that
you just can't get too mental. You know, I can't give you all the answers. I'd like to give you the answers, but I can't. I don't have them, okay? So thank you for calling.
Okay, and on a tangent, they recently published a picture on Yahoo News in regards to, maybe you already discussed this, I haven't listened to any archives recently, but there's a shadow on the moon. You don't care if you're open to exploring that realm during the show. Do you happen to know, like, scanning real fast? Is that just a computer-generated image, or is it like a tall gray looking at, like, a photo of a tall gray?
I'd have to see it in order to look at it.
to see what I could pick up on it.
Yeah, so, maybe we can get Ron to look at that, and we could talk about that on Friday.
Yeah, that'd be good. Sure, yeah. Let's send a bumper. Continue on. Yeah, that sounds great.
And terrific questions, caller. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
We all love to hear about Ascension, as much good news as we can get out of Ron. So thank you for that. Oh, I guess he's gone. Okay. Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much for that information. Now I'll go back to our emails. Okay, you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Ron, that we have a lot of archives of this radio show, and it's got to be thousands because you started doing these shows in 2007. So I just wanted to share an email that I do believe this has been read on the shows before, but a listener was listening to past shows, and she found on CTR Radio, which the archives are listed on your website, creationlightship.com, and on June 13th, 2013, she found a wonderful show that discussed barcodes, implants, and timeline crashes. So I just thought I'd share that with everyone. So again, so if you're looking for information on those things, you could check that out. And okay.
Hey, yeah, what I will say is I'm working with those energies. I'll just call it the matrix energies, the holograms. And we're on number 5 right now. And so I just saw some pictures from a person that sent me a little email, in a sense. And the pictures of the clouds look really strange. So each day now as you get up, you will probably notice that the energy around you is different as we start taking down the holograms. So the holograms are how the aliens control you. And although I can kind of say, and you might sense this yourself, is that if you go back a couple of weeks from now compared to now, you're feeling like there's less pressure on you, more space around you. Things maybe aren't recorded to you as much. Might feel like you have your own identity. And you look at the clouds will tell you what's going on, because that's the visible thing that, you know, you can see with the aliens there, and the clouds are looking very strange and weird. So, you know, it's kind of like a major timeline crash to get rid of this matrix energy. So just think of it as a bunch of energies, and I have to do 10 of these. So I can't tell you when I'll be done because I don't know. Hypothetically, it could take 2 days per energy, so maybe 10 days from now I'll be done. It could be sooner, I don't know, but then we'll see what happens from there. Remember, my goal now is to see if we can get the planet changed over into what the way it's supposed to look. So by getting rid of this matrix stuff that the aliens are having you see with your eyes, and maybe your eyes are the problem, you know? you know, I'm just kind of throwing this out here because that's all we have to do and use is our eyes to look at things. So maybe the eyes are the problem. The eyes are set up to only see what the aliens want to show you to see. And maybe because of that, there's other energies that are here that you can't see that might bring some beauty in. But you will notice that the, you know, getting into nature, you know, because you're not really going to see it. If you live in a city, now you see around is asphalt and a couple of trees, maybe token trees, right? And people's cars and people walking around. You're probably not going to have a clue of what's going on. So you need to get out into nature to actually see the plants changing and to see them get more vibrant and have larger auras and things. Because it's like taking off sunglasses. You know, you have a lot of these sunglasses on you. We'll just say 10 pairs. And each time you get one of these things released,
this matrix energy, you can see more detail. You see more pixels, okay? And that's kind of the way I describe it here. And like I said, it's much like the lady in the, Hunger Games, right? At the very end, she shot her arrow up in the sky, and it hit the top of the matrix, the dome, and it all started crashing down. So this is what I'm basically doing as far as symbolism, taking out this stuff. And we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you should be physically seeing a change in everything around you, and people may respond differently now than what they did a couple of weeks ago. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I don't know if you've mentioned you're clearing these different parts of the matrix, and I don't know if it's somewhat geographical, but we have several pictures sent in from a listener in Southern California. She's just sending them in about how the sky is changing, and I'm also in Southern California near them, and I noticed it as well today. Our sky here, when it was blue and didn't seem cloudy, it was like more like a light blue, and now it's more like a purpley blue. It's like deeper. And I noticed it first thing when I went out this morning. I was like, there's something different. And so I gather that's – and this listener has sent some photos of the clouds. The clouds are looking more normal. So I guess that's the effects of the matrix clearing, right, Ron, that you're doing?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. It's, you are seeing – you know, what you're looking at is movie sets. So the movie set's changing, and it's going away. So that's what you're seeing. And remember, everything's a copy and paste. So what – is or does the aliens do when they lost their last program, okay? So they have to figure out how to make a new one and copy and paste something new in. But if the old one is gone and they don't have any records of it, then they have to kind of redo something, which is probably why you're seeing the clouds the way they are. But maybe it's like reverse engineering. Maybe because the last hologram was taken away, maybe they have to go back into their database, it will say in their computer, maybe go back 100 years ago. And now they're going to create a 100-year-old picture the way it's supposed to be or was back then because they lost their data. So kind of look at it that way, too. So you should be feeling better. And I don't know if anybody's having anxieties from this, but you should just be feeling more peaceful as we're coming, into maybe another completely new energy system with more peace in it. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen when I complete the 10th one. I know I have to do 10. Maybe there's 20, but I know I have to do 10, and that's what I'm working on now. So it's all good. So we'll see you guys. So back to you. Hopefully you're out looking at clouds.
Thank you, Ron. And if any listeners are unaware, Ron does have a free healing on his website, creationlightship.com, called Holographic Reality. Would it be helpful for us to run that a bit, Ron, while you're doing this matrix clearing to get some of the hologram away from us?
Yeah, I would say that would be good. And also maybe, do they head connectors?
Okay. You
know, because your head connectors, just think of them as like almost like a Frankenstein thing, but just kind of picture yourself, you know what a spark plug is, right? Everybody may know that. And just think if you had a bunch of these spark plugs hooked out of the top of your head, and they're screwed in there, and those are what they're using to connect to you. So remember, each time you do a clearing, you're getting, less dance or less connection being made between you and them. If you don't have any choice at this, otherwise you just say, no, leave me alone, and life would be good, but you don't have the choice. So each time we do a clearing, you do end up with a little more choice, only because you have less of them coming on you. But you can never tell them to stop because, they like you too much. Into these youths, the unwanted universal travelers. And I think most of these, there's a lot of blind.
blondes coming in now, and a lot of redheads. And so these are normally specimens brought here to sample the earth, and they're probably Palladian-type people coming in various timelines to maybe see what it's like here. So anyway, that particular alien group typically will have the thin bodies, and the blondes, we'll say, and the redheads. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, so much wonderful information. And we have, I do want to try to get to talking about relationships tonight, but let me just go over a couple of comments we have here on the fast chat. People are commenting about Robin Williams, and they're curious, had he done his spirit barcode removal, or were you able to find him without that?
I found him instantly.
Great.
So, yeah, he did not, to my knowledge, he didn't do any clearings, but different people, that when I hear about it, I grab them.
Right.
That Princess Diana, she came, into my body and stayed with me for like a week. Talking to me when after she was terminated, so
right,
that was a whole thing on its own. But anyway, she's one of the light beings here, so
right.
I'm not saying about Williams as a light being. I'm just saying that I found his spirit, so that's it. Back to
right.
you.
And he's in quarantine. And another listener commented that one time you kind of cleared out the cemeteries and you brought a lot of spirits up and put them into quarantine. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we appreciate all that. Someone's asking if you do this curses, hexes, and spells clearing, can they later be put back on you?
Of course, yes. You have no control of what something else is doing outside of yourself.
Right.
Somebody can just get a bad thought and put one on you. So,
right.
That's the whole thing. You want to get rid of your past. From having stuff, but there's no guarantee that it'll ever happen again.
Right. Yeah, it's a good clearing.
Yeah, and if you cut yourself off from humanity, from people, and they didn't think about you at all, and you went to live in, a cave someplace, became a breatharian, we'll say, then lived a peaceful life and, maybe petted the squirrels and the birds and, the bears, et cetera, lived with them, and you didn't eat, you wouldn't eat food, then it'd be a different story, but if you didn't eat any food, then you'd probably be very peaceful, and you would have no attacks sent to you because you wouldn't be around people. So the people is the problem here.
Right. And someone on the fast chat is mentioning the soul family. I think they feel cursed by their soul family, and that's a wonderful clearing to do if you can do your soul family disconnection. I recommend that very highly. Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And we did not get to all the emails I wanted to, but I will be back on Friday, so we'll continue with that. But I would like to, as promised, start talking about relationships. And someone very kindly sent an email that I would say, if I read this, it sums up and just covers everything of all the other emails we've gotten on the subject. So I'll read that, Ron, and then we can proceed from there. Hi, Ron. What clearing do you recommend that we can do to attract the right person into our lives? I never did get to experience what love was in this lifetime. I had a horrible life as a child, and it carried on when I was married, from being beaten up, cheated on, spit on. It's a miracle that I am still alive today. I do have that special person that I hold dear to my heart in my dreams. If only we can connect. I don't know how much time we have left on this planet, but I feel I was lied to the day I was born in this lifetime.
Yikes. Okay, so what's the question?
Well, I guess the most important was, what healing do you recommend that we can attract the right person into our lives?
You have to become the reality of what you want to attract to your yourself. Like attracts like. So what I'm hearing you say is that you had all these problems and situations. Hopefully you're over that now. So if you are over that, then you will probably find somebody. I would just probably at first try the psychic billboard. If you see somebody that maybe you like, then do the 2000 year of darkness barcode off on them to get it off so that they can maybe have a chance of recognizing you. But by all means, you do not want to have a relationship if you still have all that baggage and stuff. Sounds like you're probably out of it, but I'm talking to everybody listening here. So remember, you're going to be drawing somebody to you according to your baggage. That's the way it works. Like attracts like. So then, you know, get rid of the energies and, you know, that you think is negative, or could even be positive, you know. It all depends how you look at something. So you want to become more neutral and be peaceful, so then you can draw somebody to you who is peaceful. It does sound like something happened in the soul family. I'm not sure what it was, but that could be your major thing that's going on. Maybe for some reason your soul family booted you out of it, and you lost your connection initially here. Once you're here, you can get rid of the soul family. But maybe you're out there swimming upstream, you know, against the tide, and you have no backup here as far as people. Switching that over into alien wording, there are aliens that live here that got stranded here. They were forced to take a body because the spirit did not want to be sucked up by darkness. So they jumped into a body. Maybe somebody was, say, dying, and the spirit had a lot of technology from being, the spirit takes on the mindset of the person. So let's just say that the person's in the hospital, and they're having situations, they're about ready to die, and you go, I can fix that person. I have this technology, you know. Spirit hops in there, corrects the problem with the body. Now the body is alive. Spirit now claims that body. The other one said, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to suffer in this body and go through a dying process. The spirits don't do that. And so now you're in a body, and you go, man, I'm the only one here. And I see a lot of aliens in bodies. They somehow come to me. Because they go, Brad, the main thing is they go, man, this place is really screwed up. There's no love here, and it's an awful place to live because I know better, okay? And so I get a lot of these people coming to me because they want to get the heck out of here, and they know what it's like for, you know, the regular population here just kind of thinks it as a, you know, like, maybe there's something better, but they know about it. And a lot of these people that I've met this way are very kind, very warm-hearted, if you want to use that term, and very, very helpful. So I might be going a little sideways here, but the whole thing is that possibly maybe that happened to you if you're listening. And maybe, you know, you do feel alone here and you don't resonate to anybody. And when you came in, and maybe you took that body, nothing resonated with you, and you got abused because you were too innocent. So anyway, that's about probably what I would state there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a tough one, and I did make a list of some clearings, and I thought maybe we could talk about them, and perhaps we could have a sample. And this is not exactly what that person described has happened in her life, but I think a lot of people have been or feel abandoned perhaps by their soul family, as you were saying, or even just a parent or a former relationship. And there is a whole life abandonment clearing on the website. So perhaps, Ron, if you could do a sample of that, and if someone is wondering, oh, I wonder if I need that, then a way to tell would be if you really respond when Ron does this healing, then it's probably one that you need.
Yes. Okay, whenever you're ready, let me know
what
you want.
The abandonment would be terrific, Ron.
Abandonment, okay. So here we go, abandonment clearing. Oh, boy, here we go. It's a heavy one for some people out there. So one, two. Well, the reason why it's heavy, when I do these clearings, I'm yawning a lot because we have new listeners. Okay, so I need to clarify that. I wonder why I yawn a lot. I'm yawning because we have new listeners. They have not had a clearing yet. And so I have to work through all of their density to do what I'm doing, okay? People who have had their emotional clearing, it's much easier to do these samples. But if you haven't had one, then it's, probably 20 times harder. So here we go. Abandonment. Think of a time that you were abandoned. So one, two, three, and I'm yawning again. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And you may have even felt abandoned by your mother. Boy, somebody has throat problems too. So here you are, you're in the womb, very comfortable, right temperature. You're having a great time in there. You know, you probably sense out the mother's psychic energies, and, you know, maybe she's in fear of having you, or, you know, a fear of being pregnant, and that's going on into you too. But, you know, basically you're doing maybe pretty well in the womb. And then you pop out. Well, you, that's abandonment, you know. You couldn't go back in again, you know. I've heard some people say, yeah, man, I was kicking and screaming, trying to hang on so I didn't get out of there, you know. So, you know, but once you're out, that's it. Hello, you know, you're here. And that would be a big abandonment, that your mother gave you up, okay? Think about that. So let's do a clearing for that. It's a different twist on it, so here we go. One, two, three, wow, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And just a reminder to everyone and to new listeners that when you go to creationlightship.com, you'll see many, many healings, and no single person needs all of them by a long shot, but you do want to start with the emotional body healing. And if you do that whole life, you clear your whole life first, but then you can also put in incidents and clear many things that way. But if you've already done your emotional body clearing and you were struck this evening by that abandonment sample that Ron did, then you may perhaps want to look into doing that for yourself. And then another one, Ron, that I thought would be very pertinent, well, I have quite a list here, actually, so we'll keep this going, but another one that I don't think we've talked about in a while, and it's close, is the betrayal clearing, which is also a whole life clearing.
Okay, here we go, betrayal. So think of when you felt betrayed, and about something. So here we go. One, releasing the energy from you for that one situation. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, that's pretty strong. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Wow. Ugh. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, so some of our listeners had a betrayal issue, I guess.
Yeah, it feels like my eyes are watering.
Wow. Okay. Now, here's another one that I don't know if we've ever talked about. Also, you were saying to, of course, clear yourself And I love that idea of doing a the 2,000-year darkness barcode removal on anyone you meet so that they're starting to be clear. But also, I was thinking that you might be lacking courage to maybe talk to people or put yourself somewhere where you can meet people. So I don't know if we've even ever talked about the courage clearing, Ron, on the radio show before. Can you talk about that a bit and maybe do a sample if you're up to it?
Boy. Right now, no. That last one was pretty heavy.
Okay.
So, unfortunately.
Okay. We don't want to wear you out, Ron. We need you to keep doing things for us. So maybe we should leave this for now and pick it up again on Friday. And if any people have any specific questions about relationships or clearing the people in your life or that you want to be in your life, and also how to use the billboard to help you along with that, then we'll talk about it more on Friday. Is that good, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds great, yeah.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the emails and ask some other questions. When you do the alien keyword intercept clearing, which is another free healing on Ron's website, and what that is you, if there's a word or phrases or even things as long as a prayer or a pledge, you can clear those words out of you so they don't affect you anymore and can even clear some of your past. So that's a wonderful free healing. So this listener has a question about it, Ron.
Okay.
Is it similar to timeline crashes, where you have explained that if we do a timeline crash, it's going to affect other people in our lives because things, the situation's going to change? So she's wondering if you do the alien keyword intercept, does the same thing happen?
Well, I guess
it would affect other people.
Yeah, it could around you, yeah. As remember, everybody cores each other.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, drinking water, right? So your water comes into your house, your apartment, whatever, wherever you're living, right? From somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody's corded to each other, you know, in that sense, corded to all the pipes, and the pipes go to the water. So if one person does something, on a clearing, and then the people around them that was resonating with that, more than likely, if you know them, it's not going to, that they won't be affected as much, neither will you. So that's kind of how it works. Everybody is, in a sense, corded to other people, especially if you know them, whether you know it or not, you know. A quick, easy way to see if you're corded, you know, if you, let's see here. Let's just say one of your coworkers, we'll just say it's in the wintertime, right? Just to be an extreme here. So you're all bundled up, you know, when you come into work, wearing your heavy coat, maybe it rained out or something, you know, but you're, you know, you're dressed so that you can stay warm. And one of your coworkers comes in with a bathing suit on. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to look at that person and have a judgment. Boy, how can they do that, right? Right away, they're being courted. And everybody sees them. So that person now is affected by everybody else's energy that's looking at them. Much like the water supply going to everybody else around, okay? Kind of use that analogy. And so that's what I said. If you know, become a hermit, things probably won't affect you as much. But you have to live here. And that's why you want to be in peace. So if you can't be a hermit, and go out in the middle of nowhere and live, then get peaceful, do the mind of heart drop all the time. I should probably do it now because the show's ending. So here we go, everybody. Mind of heart drop. So you want to command your spirit out loud and take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart. So here we go. One. I mean, I'll count from 10 and one backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So you have anything to add? Our conference on tomorrow is getting rid of the clone replicas of you with Chav's situation. So if you want to feel some wellness, you may want to get on the call, and it may help you. Back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Great reminder. That's tomorrow, Thursday at 5:30 p.m. All the information is on Ron's website. It's only $20. And our next radio show will be at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 2. I look forward to, if you have any more questions about relationships or suggestions for people, we'll continue that discussion on Friday. And that's
okay,
it.
Wonderful.
Bye, all.
Okay, bye, everybody.
BBS Radio.